Hello, you're listening to English for Everyone with me, Ben O'Flynn. I'm joined on the phone today by Marina Tadic of Eerie Wonder, whose album Hum is our album of the week, and it's shortly to become 1 year old. We've been playing it all week. I've probably been playing it more than I should have been. I think I surpassed my daily quota, but I just love it so much, and I'm so pleased to have Marina in the studio today. Thank you so much for coming. Are you all right?
Hi, yes, I'm good, thank you.
Brilliant. So first of all, let's talk about the name, because is it you? Is it a character, an alter ego? Is it someone you identify with, or is it just the name of the band?
Well, I kind of made it up before I had the band.
Right.
So, and I kind of did think about it as a sort of an alter ego, someone that I could identify with. And I just found it easier to create this world around a certain character. If I would have, if I would like have an alter ego, then it's easier to kind of create that world around it in which the songs kind of exist.
Sure, because there is kind of a coherent aesthetic in that way, i.e. the eeriness. I mean, for me at least, songs like Vinny they're upbeat and they kind of trip along nicely, but there is an eeriness to them. I don't know if it comes from your voice, but there's also a dreaminess. And was that a kind of intentional thing? Also, the album cover, the whole aesthetic is this kind of dreamy, otherworldly thing. So was that very much the idea behind the band and the album?
Yeah, definitely. I think that's something that I always kind of try in my work, also in my visual work. I always kind of look for the border of kind of sweet and dreamy, but also like slightly weird or mysterious. Yeah, it's an interesting
And as you say, with the character, that is does that kind of give you a feeling of distance that enables you to be in a way more personal? So because it's not you, you can give more to it.
Yeah, definitely. I think so.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Let's talk about the sound, because I love it so much, as I've said all week to the listeners.
Thank you.
And I described it yesterday. This is very much an on-the-moment thing, but I said it sounded like all my favourite bands rolled into one.
Oh, that's awesome.
it's awesome. And I listened, I was doing a bit of research, and I heard you guys like Beach House, so that could be part of it. I love them. Yeah, they're so good. And I've been playing them as well on the radio.
Yeah.
And I wondered where your kind of sound comes from, and if it's something that always existed kind of within you, or did it kick off when you met your band members through Yakko. We'll talk about that in a bit. Jasper and Nick, who form part of Yakko Gardner's band, but we'll talk about it in a sec. So did the sound come from, was it always kind of something that you felt, or did it kind of come to the fore when you started jamming around with Jasper and Nick?
Well, I'd say it's mostly because of the band, definitely, because they have that real kind of 60s vibe.
Yeah.
But also not completely. I mean, Bram, the guitarist, and me, we're also into more kind of 90s stuff.
Sure.
So there's a combination, I think. But I think our main goal with the sound was to make it kind of timeless, you know, something that would always sound nice.
Yeah. Well, that's another thing. It is timeless, and I think that's why it has a kind of nostalgic feel to it.
Yeah.
And another thing about the sound is, to a listener, a lot of the time you get a lot of the time with women singers as well, is that simply as a question of pitch, is that the voice tends to sit kind of on top of the sound. But when I listen to you, it seems to be in the middle. And it's, I don't think it is to do with pitch. I don't know if it's because you sing in a more sustained way, or just, am I right in thinking you arrange the songs? You compose them, you compose them and then you arrange them with the band?
I compose the songs, and then I just made these demos, just my singing and the guitar, and sometimes the second guitar part. And then we got together, and everyone just played their part intuitively. And
it seems very kind of cohesive, the sound. You're kind of, because you sing in kind of long phrases, and it seems to kind of become part of the sound, yeah, rather than them accompanying you. That's, I think that's what I'm trying to say. It doesn't sound like a band, yeah, accompanying you. It sounds like you are part of the sound.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I suppose so. The vocals are pretty out there, pretty present.
Yeah. And in terms of the lyrics, how do those come about? Because I think it's in Vinny Way, you end the song by saying, like, let's go watch TV or something. Is it... do these things just come on the moment, or is that because there doesn't seem to be a kind of, I mean, there is a thread as we've talked about, but it doesn't seem to be any kind of agenda.
What do you mean, agenda?
Well, it doesn't seem like there's one kind of idea you're trying to get at with the album. So I'm trying to, where does the inspiration come from for the lyrics?
Well, I like to keep things fun. You know, I don't want to plan out the whole concept of something.
Sure.
I work really intuitively, so some songs have more serious lyrics, some emotion, but some are more kind of weird and goofy, and yeah, I just go with the flow, you know.
Sure.
Yeah.
I think I just, that contributes to the whole sound, I think. And could we, yeah, so the lyrics are in English. I mean, there is a stereotype in England of the Dutch speaking very good English, which I think is largely true. But when you are performing at home, is it odd to be performing in a language that is nobody's maternal language? Does that feel odd, or does it seem intuitive as well?
Well, no, it doesn't feel odd to me. I'm actually originally Croatian.
Sure,
I'm not,
yes,
actually Dutch, but I don't know. I don't feel really like I have any nationality. I don't know, that's always a weird thing for me, because I grew up speaking two languages, Dutch and Croatian, with my family. So any language is fine by me, you know, as long as it sounds nice.
Right, yeah. Oh, well, thank you. That's kind. Thank you for singing in English, and do continue to do so.
Thank you.
So let's talk about the album and the fact that it's a year on. What's changed in that time? So it was 26th of February, so in 2 days it'll be exactly 1 year old. Where do you find yourselves now in relation to where you were when you released the album?
Well, right now it's quiet. I'm just at home writing new songs.
Great. So you've just been in France, is that right?
Yeah, we were in Paris a few weeks ago.
Just missed you. So you're working on a next album, was that the plan?
Yes. I'm right now writing songs, and I'm not sure when I'll be finished, because I really can't force songwriting. It really just has to come to me. So, but when I'm done with writing, when I have enough material, then we are going to start recording and hopefully, yeah, release something really soon again.
Nice. So when you're sitting at home writing a song, how do you begin the process? Does an idea just pop into your head, or do you work at it on a piano or whatever?
Well, I usually just pick up my guitar and start playing random stuff.
Right.
And then some idea will come, or not, then I stop. But it actually, sometimes I get this really strong sense, like, and I feel it in my hands, like I really, really need to write something now. I know that if I pick up my guitar right now, there's going to be a song.
Right.
So that's very interesting. But sometimes it also doesn't go that way, and it just, I have to kind of start it, and then it will come, you know?
Sure. And then you will present it to the group. And let's talk about how you met. So you met them through Jaco Gardner, who you've played with, supported perhaps on tour. I'm not quite sure. Explain to us how that relationship came about.
I actually know Jaco from before he was Jaco Gardner, you know?
Okay.
I met him in Utrecht when he was playing with Hugo, his other friend. They had this band called The Skywalkers, and they were really great. And I met them that way. And then that's how I later met Jasper when Jaco started his solo band.
Right.
That's how I met Jasper and other guys. And I recorded my demos at the time and sent them to Jaco, and Jaco sent them to Jasper. And Jasper was the one who was so enthusiastic that he wanted to make an album together. And then Bram was a friend of Jasper, so Jasper asked Bram to join the band. And then we met Nick because Jaco was looking for a new drummer and Nick was auditioning for that. And then Jasper, he thought, well, we have to ask Nick to join Iriwanda as well. So that's kind of how we got together.
Nice. Yeah, very organically. That sounds good. So it wasn't a kind of forced recruiting. Come and play in my band.
No, no.
The band is so good. It's a very, very tight sound. I keep banging on about the sound, but yeah, it just it's so kind of shimmery and bright, but also kind of an eeriness as well that we've talked about that your voice provides. Mm-hmm. It's all so good, and we will continue to play it here long after this week. Beyond.
Thank you,
Sean. Speaking of Beyond is the label on which the album is released. Yes, that's for the listeners, not you.
So
we will continue to play it. Thank you so much for talking to us. It's been
an
absolute pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
Thank you.
The album really is great. I think our listeners have loved it too. All right, bye.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Bye. Thank you.